Next up is agenda item 4, that's PR 2024-010464, VA 2024-00165. It's a request for a waiver. On the level builders, David Campbell, as agent for Kate Novinch, requests the aforementioned action for all or a portion of Lot 9, Block 10, Glenwood Hills North Unit 1, Zoned RA, located at 4901 Glenwood Hills Drive Northeast, between Nube Blanca and Manitoba Drives Northeast, containing approximately 0.278 acres. Do we have a representative of the applicant team here today?
David Campbell for On the Level Builders, as well as Kate Novink, the homeowner, is on.
Oh, thank you both. Would you please state your mailing addresses for the record?
Yes, David Campbell, 21 Honeyfield Lane, Peralta, New Mexico, 87042.
And go ahead, Ms. Novink.
And that is correct. Thank you, everyone, for having us. My name is Kate Novins. My address is 4901 Glenwood Hills Drive Northeast.
Thank you both. And please raise your right hands. And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
David Campbell, yes, I do.
I do, yes. I'm trying to turn my video on. You can't see me, but my hand is raised and I will tell the truth.
Thank you. No problem. All right, go ahead. Please tell us about the application.
David Campbell for On the Level Builders. We're trying to construct a three-bay garage for the homeowners to be able to store their vehicles inside where they're not susceptible to vandalism, theft. We're asking for a 32-inch variance to be able to get that 24-foot garage. There is more parking. There's a circular drive in front that Kate can tell you about more of. As well as there's a plot on the side of the proposed garage where another car can park, you know, and nobody's going to be trying to block the ingress and egress from they're getting their cars out of their garage. But that's pretty much, yeah. Go ahead, Kate.
I was just going to completely corroborate that and say the goal is an improvement to the neighborhood. And I know there was a question about transportation and access, which is why we are saying the goal is to park the cars inside the garage, not have them outside. Plus, on the diagram that you see to the left of the garage, there is a carport entrance. So there is access down there that a car could pull in if needed. And then upstairs, there is a circular driveway, which is also an access point where someone could pull into the lot.
See. Thank you. Anything else you'd like to add before I call for public comment?
David Campbell for On the Level Builders. Just as Kay stated, right now the cars in the driveway it could be considered an eyesore to the neighborhood, and as well as what we're trying to do is get these guys an entertainment area on top of the garage, a small deck, so they can enjoy the mountains. That's all.
Thank you.
Yes. And this is Kate just elaborating on that the goal is an improvement to the neighborhood.
Thank you for your
time, everyone.
Thank you very much. At this time, I'd ask whether there are any members of the public who would like to comment on this item. Again, this is agenda item 4, and it's a request for a waiver at 4901 Glenwood Hills Drive Northeast. Please raise your hand if you'd like to speak on that item. I'm scrolling through the participant list. I don't see anyone raising their hand. Again, please raise your hand to provide public comment on agenda item 4. Last call for public comment on agenda item 4. All right, it doesn't appear that there's any public comment, and so we'll now proceed to the DFT specialty members for their comments, beginning with the Water Authority, Mr. Gutierrez.
This is David with the Water Authority. I have no comments or objections. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. Next up will be Code Enforcement, Mr. Ibarra.
This is Marcelo with the Code Enforcement comments. Code Enforcement has no objections based on existing lengthy driveway in front of the yard and defers to transportation regarding adequacy and length of driveway in the side yard.
Thank you. Next up would be Parks and Recreation, Ms. Phelan.
Hello, this is Whitney Phelan with Parks and Recreation, and we don't have any comments or objections on this action. Thank you.
Thank you. Next up would be hydrology, Mr. Chen.
Hydrology. Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next up, transportation, Mr. Armijo.
Ernest Armijo, Transportation. Unfortunately, transportation cannot support this waiver. The purpose of the 20-foot setback is to avoid vehicles parking where they would overhang the sidewalk and block it. And 17 feet does not provide enough space to avoid this if someone were to park in the driveway.
Thank you, Mr. Armijo. Is there any could a condition of approval be that no parking would be allowed within that driveway area?
Ernest Armijo Transportation, I'm not sure how we could enforce that to where nobody could park there. It's, and it's nothing against the homeowner. I understand what they're trying to do, and I support what they're trying to do, and I see that they do have, they would be providing parking for their own vehicles within the garage, and they do have that circular drive on the side. The problem is that unfortunately we can't look at it for that one particular homeowner if at some point in the future they moved and sold the house, somebody else parked there. It's like we have areas throughout town where that drop those drives are not long enough, and people are being ticketed in their own driveways for blocking the sidewalk.
Mr. Rodenbeck, I see you have your hand raised.
This is Jay Rodenbach. I just kind of want to back up Mr. Armijo, just to state that there have been past complaints throughout the city when it comes to this issue of vehicles blocking sidewalks because the driveways are not deep enough or long enough. There's been multiple complaints on multiple properties about this issue. And we can elaborate on the justification criteria when we get to planning, but I just want to confirm that this has been a past issue on multiple properties.
Thank you, Mr. Rodenbeck. Mr. Armijo, anything further?
No, that's all I have.
Thank you, sir. Let's see, next up would be, let's see, I guess I should, did the applicants wish to respond to the comments?
This is Kate Nobens, the homeowner. If I could, I would like to make a comment. So two things. One, I know you said that there have been issues in the city with people parking there. I'm curious in the Glenwood Hills area if there have been complaints here that are a little bit more pertinent. And also, I wanted to comment that if you look to the left of the garage, there is a carport. So I know you had mentioned a condition about us not parking cars in the driveway. I was just curious if another condition could be that we would make an area on the left-hand side to cement that plot where a car could pull in and have enough of a variance so the back wouldn't be in the sidewalk. If you look to the left of it, there's an area there that is rocks, but we were debating if we were going to put a cement pad. And the cement pad that's there, if you look on the left where it says N7135, that area could be padded out so you could pull a car in there where there wouldn't be overhang. And that is a condition that we could offer to be willing to work with everyone. So we would promise a car wouldn't have to overhang the sidewalk.
Thank you, Ms. Nowick. Mr. Armijo or Mr. Rodenbeck, would that change your analysis in any way?
Ernest Armijo Transportation. I mean, these are all good suggestions. Again, I'm not sure how we would enforce that. I mean, saying that nobody would park there in the driveway. I mean, it's like it's all well and good for us to say that you must do this, but I don't know how we keep somebody from parking in the driveway in the future.
Thank you, sir. Miss Wolfley, I see you have your hand raised.
Yes, Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Ms. Wolfley. I think well, I'm just gonna. I think Mr. Ibarra hasn't done the planning comments on this, but which he probably should do. But I'm thinking that perhaps a deferral of this case might allow some time to have a little bit more discussion with the property owner and the agent about what could or couldn't happen. I understand what they're trying to do. We usually have this problem more where there's like small lots and the driveway is one of the only parking places. So I think we could review this a little bit more and maybe come up with a possible solution. I know, like, for example, in Mesa del Sol, and this is on an alley, so they're not required. This requirement doesn't apply to them, but they like have really short driveways in front of the garage. So it's like you can't really park there because your car doesn't fit. So there could be a way of maybe even shortening this so it's not conducive to parking. And then that place on the left is really the parking space outside the garage, and the concrete leading up to the garage is really just the driveway into the garage without it being deep enough for a parking space, especially given they have this driveway to the right of, on the screen. But I think it just might require a little bit more discussion with us to make sure that anyone using this sidewalk around this property is not encumbered and would have to go on the street to pass around, especially someone who was disabled. So, yeah. And then furthermore, I think, and I'm kind of taking some Mr. Barr's thunder, but the justification for a waiver, I think both transportation and planning found to be inadequate. So they would need to look at this waiver criteria a little bit more in depth and answer to it before you would be well positioned to actually approve a waiver. So
thank you, Ms. Wolfley. Let's go ahead and hear from Mr. Ibarra then with the planning comments. Are you there, sir?
Good morning, this is Marcelo Ibarra with the planning comments. So as per the analysis of this particular submittal, planning staff discovered that the applicant failed to adequately justify the waiver as per 6.6.P.3 of the IDO. It was probably just too broad for us to get a handle of, you know, what they were trying to do here. And then also, as it was already pretty much covered with transportation comments, and Ms. Wolfley also mentioned the ADA, you know, in order for them to be in compliance with the sidewalk, make sure that it's not going to be blocking people going with potentially wheelchairs there. And also it needs to be in compliance with section 5.3.C.3.B of the IDO, which is, you know, 20 feet in length for the drive pad. As it reiterates the same information on IDO section of 14.16.5.3.C.B. On that it talks about driver and drive pads and drive aisles and, you know, pretty much the design access and circulation.
Thank you, sir.
And that's pretty much concludes my comments.
Okay. Thank you. Ms. Wolfley, anything in summary?
I think in summary, Mr. Hearing Officer, my recommendation would be to ask the applicant to go back, given all the comments that have been given, and that the main purpose of this provision of the IDO is to protect the sidewalk for pedestrians without having any car overhang. And so they can look at designing this in such a way to try to meet that. And then if they still need a waiver, we can take that up at a future, you know, future hearing. But if we defer it, we can keep it in play and allow them to do that. And if they do still need a waiver, that they also are admonished to look at the review criteria and make sure that they actually meet the review criteria and justify it.
Thank you. Mr. Campbell, Ms. Novick.
Yes, sir.
I think based
Yeah,
on
I'm
and
here.
everything in the record now, it sounds like there's some possibilities to discuss going forward. I'm leaning toward deferring this as suggested. Do you have any objection to that?
I have no objection. David Campbell.
Yeah, Kate, we have no objection. We are willing to work with you and try and find a solution that works within the context of the neighborhood, referencing other houses, and also referencing the cars that we have and working to make sure it doesn't overhang to be ADA compliant. We're willing to work with you and compromise.
Thank you. In that case, and given all of the comments, would there be any objection to deferring this matter to the next regularly scheduled DHO hearing, which would be on June 26th? Okay, hearing no objection, I hereby defer agenda item 4, and that's PR 2024-010464, VA 2024-00165, to the June 26th, 2024 DHO hearing beginning at 9 a.m. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Mr. Lucero.
That concludes agenda item 4.